Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
All right. Y'all come on in. We've had a pretty full house the first 2 hours of the show. But we've got room for you. Walk on in and pour yourself a big old tall glass of mint flavored sun tea.
And you can do the sun tea. We got plenty of that,
guys. Oh, baby. You can do about a 10-minute sun tea right now. Right now. Absolutely. We're here every Saturday morning to answer your questions about your house, home, castle, or cabin. We answer your questions by you giving us a call, 1-888-767-4348. Now, when you dial that number, you're going to get our office, okay? And there's an auto attendant that goes blah, 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 blah. If you want to skip all that, just push 1, and that will redirect your call straight to my wife, who's in the call screener booth, like Dave did from Phoenix, and he wants to talk about converting a patio to livable space, which kind of follows up on the topic we were talking about all last hour. If you have a question about a topic or a project at your home, just dial that number, 1-888-767-4348.
I'm also monitoring texts. If you have a question, 411-923, you're on the run and you can't wait on the line, shoot it to me and I'll let Rosie know what we got.
And we had Cora call in who couldn't stay, but we want to answer her question as well. We've been talking about that convertible space. Let's see if we can take Dave real quick, and then I want to go, then we're going to do a Rosie lifeline to our good friend Brad Porter at
Integrity Air Conditioning,
answering Cora's question. She's listening, but she couldn't hang on. So let's take Dave first. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Rosie. How you doing?
Very super fantabulous.
Good. Hey, I've got a covered patio. I'm thinking about enclosing part of it into a living area. It's 8 wide by about 24 long.
Yeah, okay.
Nice
space.
I'm wondering what all would I have to do as far as, maybe shoring up the foundation, maybe putting in ductwork for that air conditioning, for the HVAC, okay, for that added area. What all would have to be considered
well,
to enclose that for livable?
Dave, when patios get enclosed, there's kind of like two chains of thought. Hey, I just want an Arizona quote unquote sunroom that creates an indoor space from an old outdoor patio, but not necessarily creating finished square footage internal house. That's one level of improvement. If we want it to truly become square footage to the house, then an appraiser would consider part of the house. We're going to have to raise the patio floor up to the same height as the floor of the house. We are going to have to do some perimeter turned down monolithic footings. We're going to have to get that up to a grade at least as high as the existing finished floor of the home. And then we build up from there. And then the question is, Bruce, what are we going to do with the ceiling?
Yeah. So, Dave, is your patio, do you have a flat roof above it like most patios?
Yeah, there's a slight pitch to it, mm-hmm, but it's, I think there's like 2x6s, and then I've got drywall up there, finished it off, and then we've got a couple of ceiling fans as well.
Okay. Yeah, so that's, as long as you're comfortable with that sloped roof, which to anyone who kind of has the eye for that sort of thing, you'll know that it's a patio enclosure, but that, that's more of a personal preference thing, because obviously to create a nice flat ceiling in there, you basically would be ripping the roof off and starting all over.
That's right. And then we've got to think about what are we going to do for ventilation, Dave. The existing air conditioning unit, you're talking about adding about a half a ton of additional load onto your house. And it's can get kind of hard to get back to your primary duct line. All we're generally doing is extending kind of whatever's close to the area. So air conditioning is a concern. The finished floor level is the concern. The finished floor level, the finished floor material is a concern. With all that insulating the outside wall, you're still going to have a ceiling that goes from 8 foot to about 7'8" sloped. People generally will know it was an enclosed patio. If that's okay with you, it's okay with me. But if it's up to finished floor level and it's got central air conditioning and heating in it, it will be appraised as finished square footage. So there's just a couple of the concerns. You probably are going to be a little short on electrical receptacles out there. We need a receptacle within 3 feet of every door and every 8 lineal feet. We got to get those receptacles out there and put in. So there's a few things to think about, but it's doable.
Do you have to take out the existing concrete floor in the patio before you put the new raised flooring in, or can you just add to the existing flooring to raise it up?
Depending on where you want the outside walls, sometime we have to saw cut the edges of that existing slab to put the stem wall and the footing right there if it's going to be in exactly the same place. But the old slab below it, we just pour right over the top of that.
Oh, okay. Then you have to treat it. I don't know what they put in between, but I'm assuming there's some kind of treatment that needs to be.
Don't have to treat it much, Dave, because it's probably about a 3.5-inch step down. And then it's going to grow from 3.5 inches. The patio slopes away from the house, probably another 1.5 inches. You're going to be pouring 3.5 to 5, 5.5 inches worth of concrete. That's just a standard concrete pour. There's no reason. You can put some concrete adhesive, power wash that old slab, and put adhesive down and make it adhere. But what you're pouring is big enough to be a freestanding floor all by itself, so you don't have to bust it out.
So if I just took out the sliding glass doors that separate the main living area from that patio that I want to enclose, would there be enough flow from my air conditioning?
I would not. Probably not. No, because you're talking about 24 lineal feet. So once you go through that patio sliding door, there's one way or direction or the other. You've got to go quite a ways to get to the end of your room addition, and it won't. You'll need to assess how to air condition that space. Either expand your existing unit and extend the ductwork, or put a separate little mini split there, which is exactly leads us to our next question, where I want to go out to a lifeline. We had Miss Cora call, and she just wanted to know what can I expect a mini split. Bruce and I have been bragging them up and talking about them so much. What can I expect a mini split to cost? So we're going to do a Rosie lifeline and reach out to Brad Porter from Integrity Air Conditioning. Let's bring Brad into the conversation. He loves quoting jobs over the radio.
It's his favorite.
On homes he's never seen. Uh-huh.
It's his specialty.
That's what I do for a living, Rosie.
Only since you met me, right? Well, Brad, I'm not expecting you to give a hard quote to anybody, but Bruce, as you know, took one path for a mini split. Y'all put the mini split on my garage. Y'all have done, I don't know, a dozen mini splits for our clients. Talk through, when do you consider a mini split, and when do you consider just expanding the existing central heating and cooling?
Well, the problem is most garages, just like Dave's addition he's talking about, have kind of climates of their own because they're what we call a thumb room. They have three exposed walls, so they take on heat quicker than any other room in the house. So they really have their own climate. So when you're dealing with something like that, you almost have to have your own unit, or you have to zone it with a really expensive zoned system. So that's part of your criteria. And then what you're going to use it for is another big criteria.
Yes, exactly. Now, whose mini splits are you liking right now?
Right now, we mostly put in Lennox mini splits because we get the best warranty with 12 years on compressor and 12 years on parts.
And people are familiar with SEER ratings. And you're quoting central heating and cooling systems with SEER ratings that could be 14, 15, 16.
Yeah.
What are you getting out of a mini?
What are you getting? Mini splits start at like 22, 23, 24.
Yeah.
These days.
Well, I'll never.
So they're super efficient.
I'll never live down your boss embarrassing me to put the mini split on my garage, saying, "Rosie, you're an idiot for 8 years. Get rid of that evap cooler. Let me put a mini split on there. You'll be more comfortable and you're going to save money." I love.
Did it really?
I love. Yeah, oh yeah. It's a lot less money than evap cooling. It's a lot less money. And my dogs are happy. I'm happy. Jennifer's car is happy. So, Brad, a one-ton mini split can take, and I'm not talking about multi-head and all that stuff, just a one-ton mini split. Can it take care of a 400-square-foot garage?
It can, as long as you're not opening and closing it all day and you leave it set at the temperature you want. That's what I have in my garage.
Okay.
I have a freezer in there, a refrigerator in there, and we pull my wife's car in at night once the sun goes down. And it stays perfectly comfortable in there. But if you're gonna put in a hobby shop or something like that, or you're not gonna run it unless you're out there, you have to put in a larger capacity or you won't be happy.
Okay. And a 1-ton Lennox mini split delivered and installed, someone can expect to spend what? Not counting additional electric or structural or anything else, just if you see the electric panels there, breaker spaces available, and the unit's going to be installed, what range would somebody expect that to fall in?
It can be as low as $3,500 if the electrical is right there. I've got one we're doing this coming week where the electrical's on the opposite side of the house and we have to put in a sub panel to pull it off. And that's going to be closer to $4,700.
Okay.
All right. So there are some variables with the electrical. That's usually the biggest issue is the electrical.
All right. Well, that answers Cora's question about what she could expect to spend. And that's just a over the air, not inspecting your house, rule of thumb. But it gives you an idea. And Brad, I appreciate you being willing to come on and give those radio quotes.
Not a problem. And if Dave thinks he's going to connect it to the air conditioner from his house, he's never going to be happy.
On that patio addition.
That room will be 5 to 7 degrees hotter year round.
Go with a separate unit or really go through the effort of a new expanded central system with all new ductwork would be the only other option, which would be quite a bit more expensive. Brad, we appreciate it. I've over-talked the break several minutes. Thanks for joining us this morning, my friend. Hey, if somebody wanted to have you out to look at some work, what number would they call?
602-971-0567. That's Integrity Air Conditioning. We do have an answering service on the weekends, but we got somebody in the office all week.